I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. They don't keep up with the Kardashians. They are the Kardashians. It's Watch What Happens Live with Khloe, Kim, and Courtney now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, celebrating our first night live from our Los Angeles Bravo Clubhouse and our unofficial home for the next few weeks. My guests tonight are pop culture icons who have put everything from Calabasas to great asses on the map. From Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E!, please welcome Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian West, and making her Clubhouse debut, Kourtney Kardashian. This is really exciting. This is the first interview you've done together in 7+ years.
Yeah, years.
And it came about from you tweeting. So thank you for tweeting that.
Thank you, Twitter.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
I had no idea. Yeah, I didn't either. Khloe just texted us and was like, "You guys, we have to go do this Andy interview." And I was like, "I'm down."
See that?
I love Andy.
Khloe, where you think? You know what? I think that Chris wears the pants, but I'm now seeing.
I do.
Speaking of Chris, as our bartender might say, "Friends come and go, but family is forever." Required to give you 10% of their earnings. Say hi to Morgan McMichaels as drag Kris Jenner. Hey!
Thank you, next bitch.
Yes! Give it up for Morgan McMichaels. She looks good, right?
Okay.
Vanderpump Rules was on just a minute ago on Bravo. Kourtney, I have to imagine you're not aware of this, but back in December of 2017 when you and your ex Eunice were going out to lunch in LA, you accidentally snubbed Lisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd.
What? Watch. No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Here you go.
Oh my God.
I mean,
oh my gosh. I said hi to her afterwards.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
See that? There's always a bigger story.
I think the first hi I didn't hear.
Yes.
And then the second hi I heard.
Kourtney.
And then we said hi.
You know, Kim, you have such interesting baby names, and there are rumors that you're having another child. Whether you are or not, we want to make the naming process easier for you. So our first poll question tonight is, go to WWHL.TV and tell us, what should Kim name her next baby? South, East, Calabasas, or Lil Chris? Are any of these names that you would consider?
No.
So South and East wouldn't be in the running?
No.
Calabasas, it should be with a K.
Oh, Calabasas with
facts.
A K, of course.
Facts.
Are you working on another child?
We are.
That's great.
Yes.
Wow. Do you have a due date?
We do.
It's
sometime soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know if it's a boy or a girl?
We do. It's a boy. I mean, I think
What?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, obviously, I knew that. I was going to say you were telling everybody.
Well, it's out there. I mean,
I know, but you haven't confirmed it.
Well, I know, but I got drunk at our Christmas Eve party, and I told some people, and I can't remember who I told because I never get drunk. And
there you go. Wow. Well, Calabasas won the poll. In case you want to name him Calabasas with a K.
Okay.
That's exciting. Congrats.
Callie.
Wow.
Thank you.
Maybe our boys can have a play date.
Yeah, congrats to you.
Hmm. While we wait for your questions to come in for Khloe, Kim, and Courtney, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, the Kardashians are such mega fashion influencers that my closet is now full of spandex biker shorts and tiny sunglasses, and I'm not even questioning it. But here's what, have the Kardashians ever questioned each other's style? Let's find out with Versace or Hibachi. I'm going to show you one of you an outfit you once rocked. The other two sisters will say Versace if they like it or Hibachi if they think their sister should throw it on the Hibachi.
Oh,
okay, first up, here's Khloe in a black and blue baby doll dress in 2008.
Oh,
sisters, what do you think?
Hibachi.
Okay, here's Khloe in a long golden dress in 2008. What do we think about this one?
Hibachi.
Okay, Hibachi too. What about this statement she made in 2008 at a celebrity poker tournament?
That's pretty accurate.
Oh, okay, they like that, all right.
Yay.
Okay, let's move on to Kim in satin brown and beige dress. This is in 2006.
Hibachi.
Okay, what about Kim in a curiously belted sweater dress also in 2006?
Hibachi.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind it.
Khloe doesn't mind it. Here's Kim in a white and silver ensemble in 2006 also.
Oh, big hibachi.
Okay.
I think it's Versace.
Here she is in 2007. Oh, that was Versace? Here you are.
Deadly.
Hibachi. Okay, what about Courtney in this unusual neckline in 2007 at a party hosted by Kim?
No one's mad at it.
Okay. All right. What about Courtney having a purple fringe moment while celebrating Kim's birthday in 2008?
Hibachi. But I love the hair.
Really?
Courtney looks so good.
All right. Thanks for playing, ladies. I like that. Okay, go to WHL because we want to know which Kardashian Jenner sister do you think has the best style? Khloe, Kim, Courtney, Kendall, or Kylie? What would you guys say? Who has the best style of your squad?
God, it depends because I feel like everyone has such different individual style. It just depends who you gravitate to.
Right, right. It looks like you guys are all over the map here, but it's switching between Khloe.
Oh, that's
Khloe
shocking.
Won it. Wow.
Oh,
how about that?
What?
Oh, okay.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
I am shocked.
Get over yourself, Courtney.
Well, we know that Courtney's the least interesting to look at.
Yes.
Okay. Not according to me. Okay, second, every Kardashian fan has a favorite sister. For example, I've been very public about my feelings for Khloe and Kim and Courtney. We can talk about that later. But here's what, which sister do these sisters favor when they need some assisting? Let's find out with sisters on speed dial. I have questions. Pick your answers between your sisters here. Khloe, who would you call first if you had huge, really exciting life news, Kim or Courtney?
Oh, it depends what the news would be. They're equal.
Okay. Kim, who would you send a picture to if you wanted to know whether it was too sexy to post on Instagram? Courtney or Khloe?
Khloe.
Okay.
Courtney's more conservative.
Courtney, who would you call for fashion advice if you wanted to change up your look, Kim or Khloe?
Kim.
Khloe, who would you call if you wanted parenting advice, Kim or Courtney?
Kim.
Kim, who would you call if Kim was annoying the crap out of you, Courtney or Khloe?
Wait,
if Chris was annoying the crap out of you, would you call Courtney or Khloe?
Khloe.
Courtney, who would you call if you were dying to unload some gossip, Kim or Khloe?
Depends who it's about, but most likely Khloe.
Khloe, who would you call for ideas on how to spice it up in the bedroom, Kim or Courtney?
Kim.
Thank you very much for playing.
Oh my God, you're missing out.
Finally, throughout their years in the spotlight, the Kardashians have been linked to so many feuds that their Christmas card list and bag of coal list are starting to be about the same length. So here's what, let's see if we can change that with a round of Squash That Beef. I'm going to show you some celebrities. Tell me if you think the feud is on or gone. Kim, you and Taylor Swift, still a beef with Taylor after all that went down? No, squash.
Over it.
Over it. Good. And have you two had any communication or you just feel like we've all moved on?
No, I feel like we've all moved on.
Okay. All the Kardashians versus Blac Chyna. Where do you guys stand with Blac Chyna today?
Still in a lawsuit.
Still in a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. I thought that lawsuit had been, I thought hers had been tossed out.
We don't
I honestly you. Don't. We don't know.
We
don't care.
We can't keep up.
We can't care.
That's one thing that the Kardashians can't keep up on. Kim and Khloe versus Amber Rose. This has spanned for years. Do you guys think this is squashed?
I don't even think there was beef.
Yeah.
No?
No, we got into, me and her got into a Twitter fight, her and I. But, I mean, totally squashed. I'm 2019.
Okay, good. 2019, yeah. Clean.
Good.
Now, Kim, in December of last year, you posted on Lindsay Lohan's Instagram that her sudden foreign accent was very confusing to you.
I replied. I don't ever initiate.
Okay.
I reply.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's still confusing.
Still confusing to you, the accent. Yeah. All right.
But I mean, no drama. I like her. It's easy.
Easy. Light shade. It was light shade.
Yeah.
Okay, now Chelsea Handler told Variety that she blames the Kardashians for Trump getting elected. What do you have to say to Chelsea Handler about that?
If we have that much power, we would. Thank you so much. But we don't. And it's crazy that she would even put that on somebody else. But, you know.
I mean, I've seen her, I've talked to her, it's all good. Like,
but that's what
care.
I don't like about people. They want us to talk all this crap publicly, but then when they see us, they're up our ass. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. By the way, you know, people, I was thinking this, you know, and I think I've talked to you about this separately a little bit. I mean, there must be times when you turn on the TV and you could turn on this show, you could turn on any show, and someone could make a joke about you. Does it ever hurt? Has there been a joke or a comment that has hurt your feelings that you've seen on TV about yourselves? Or are you pretty?
I'm sure back in the day, we would get really offended
maybe
or just
years
like
ago,
hurt.
But I think gave us our thick skin because we've heard
you're
so
stealth.
Much back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think
and
we're
it's
very.
Like, we also get it. Like, it's also just like, we
I just
are
think it's
chill.
Like lame when people try to use our name in something that we have nothing to do with,
right.
not involved in,
right.
and just to like get clout. Like, clout game these days is so.
Clout chasers?
Yeah.
Clout chasers. Hashtag. I have this many questions for you guys on Twitter. There are a ton. I want to get into them. For all of you, Kayla Rudd wants to know if you're speaking to Caitlyn Jenner these days. Any of you?
Yeah, we saw her on Christmas Eve.
Saw her on Christmas Day.
It's like New Year, drama-free. That's like our motto this year.
Let go and let's just be in love.
Great. We'll be emailed. Courtney, there are rumors that you are terrified of Scott Disick proposing to Sophia Richie.
Oh, my God. I was like, what rumors? This is scary.
What would be your reaction if they got engaged?
Congratulations.
Wow. New year, new
everything. Yeah, we vacationed together. It's all good.
Yeah. CoverGirl3 tweeted, for all of you, how do you feel about the egg that beat out Kylie for the most liked Instagram post ever?
That was kind of genius marketing, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like Kris Jenner's going to buy that egg really soon.
Yeah.
For all of you, Debbie Adler51 wants to know, how is Rob doing?
He's doing good.
Yeah?
He's good, yeah. He's great.
Okay, good. You don't see him on the show much at all.
I think he is going to be a little bit more on the next season. He has his moods. Like, sometimes he's like, look, I didn't sign up for this. And then sometimes he's like, I'm cool to do it. So.
For Khloe and Courtney, Rachel K wants to know how you would honestly rate Kim's single, Jam, Turn It Up, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, my God.
I would give it a 9, and I'm not kidding. I really love it.
What?
That's nice.
That's very
so
nice.
Because I was in the studio with her. It was like a vibe.
It was something fun to do.
Yeah.
We would play it in Vegas when we were in the clubs. Like, turn on Kim's song.
That's like the one thing I'm like, I can't believe I did that. But then I talked to The Dream about it, who like wrote it. And we were like, you know what? We donated our money to a cancer organization. He's like, did you have fun? And I was like, yeah, I had fun. And he's like, okay, then stop like being so hard on yourself about making a lame decision.
Right. Yeah. I don't think she was like trying to be Mariah Carey with this song.
Right.
I think for what it was great. And I give her more credit for doing it. I don't have the balls to ever do something like that. And
I can't believe I did it.
How into it you were in the video. It's amazing.
Let's go to David from St. Louis. Hey, David, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Andy. Just want to say that we're so excited here in St. Louis for you to become a father. And
thank you.
My question is for all three of the girls.
Okay.
Can you confirm whether or not your mom is engaged to Corey Gamble?
Is your mom engaged?
Oh, no, she's not. Not that we know of, but she would tell us, so.
And how would you feel if she got engaged?
Yeah, we all want my mom to be happy, and, you know, she's in a great relationship, so live your best life.
All right, let's go to Kelly from Virginia. Hey, Kelly, what's your question for the Kardashians?
Hey, Andy. Hey, ladies. You all look amazing. My question is,
thank you.
Do you ever get weirded out or freaked out when people get plastic surgery to look like you?
That's more a you question.
Yeah.
Why has Kim K had the most plastic surgery?
No, people want to look like her.
I mean, people want to look like her.
Oh, okay.
The most.
Yeah. Well, okay.
From what I see online, I always see people say I got 100K in surgery to look like Kim K. I've never heard anyone say that about me, so I don't know how to take that.
Kim?
I think people should do whatever makes them happy. And I think that people should also, like, be themselves and be an individual. But I'm flattered that that is, you know, something that they think, you know, that attracts them, that they'd want to look like. I think, you know.
The politically correct.
I mean, that's just, like, how I feel, though.
Okay,
I'm
politically correct.
No, I'm just saying I want them to be happy. So if that's what makes them happy, honey.
Well, it's about to change because since it's Courtney's first time in the clubhouse, I had planned to go easy on her, but then Kim and Khloe begged me not to. So, Courtney Kardashian, the time has come for you to plead the fifth.
Yeah!
I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one, but here's the twist. If you do plead the fifth, then Courtney, you will pick either Kim or Khloe to answer a question in your place.
Okay.
First question, who was your least favorite of Kim's exes?
Oh.
Wait, I just want to make sure I'm thinking of all of them.
Okay. Chris Humphries,
Reggie Bush,
Ray J.
The fact that you think is hard.
I know because I'm making
Just say
sure.
it.
Chris Humphries.
Okay. I'm assuming you agree with that.
Completely.
Yes.
1,000%.
Courtney, you and Khloe are obviously very close and protective of one another. If you were Khloe, would you have stayed with Tristan?
Ooh, good one.
That's a good one. Speed it up here.
Just answer the question.
I think I would.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know that I would.
Well, you stuck with Scott through a lot.
Yeah, and I think that
that's her
when you have a family, like, you do everything you can for your family.
And I will say, well, not I will say, because I don't, like, I'm not in your shoes, but from seeing everything that happened, it's so easy and quick to be like, oh my God, leave him.
Right.
It's so much harder to stay and have the whole public think that you're an idiot for staying.
Like, to have the strength to really not give
Thanks, guys.
No, it's so
everyone
true.
Thinks you're such
everyone
an
thinks
idiot.
So stupid.
Like, everyone thinks
like
she's
that.
Had the most plastic surgery.
No, I didn't mean it. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay, Courtney. Which of your sisters do you think is the least exciting to look at?
It was least interesting.
Least interesting to look at.
Don't you dare plead the fifth.
Well, I only wanted to plead the fifth to give her a question to have to answer
You can
now.
Do that. You want to do
we
it?
We all know what my answer would be to that question.
Okay, so then
pass it over?
I don't know.
Who are you going to pass it to?
Obviously.
Kim has
okay.
to answer a
Kim,
question.
Who would you rather be stuck in an elevator with, Taylor Swift or Drake?
Taylor Swift.
Thank you very much for playing. You can play at home by downloading the Plead the Fifth app in the App Store now. We're getting a ton of tweets congratulating you on your baby boy. Congratulations. Carly D wants to know, Kim, when's the last time you spoke to Trump?
Last time I was at the White House, like a few months ago.
Casual.
Who can say that? Kim, Betty Licious wants to know, Chloe, which family member did you text first when Tristan's cheating scandal broke, and what did the text or email say?
They texted me.
Oh.
And it was actually Kylie who texted me first.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
What?
Sent me the link.
Oh, great.
Do you know that we were all like in a group chat and we're like, who's gonna remember? Because him and I got into an argument. We're like, who should tell her first? I'm like, it can't be me. We all were like, Kylie, you do it.
It sucks because I would never be mad at them telling me that.
Right.
So it sucks that they felt like that.
Well.
But I get it's not anything you want to tell someone, but yeah. Kylie told me.
It's time for the Mazel of the Day. Since 90% of every day's news is about my guests, I thought I would let them do the honors. What is it?
Well, we all wanted to congratulate you, and that's our mazel on you having a baby boy, but we wanted to name him.
You wanted to name him?
We want to name him.
Okay, what's your name for my boy?
We want to name him Candy.
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 Andy with a K.
Yes.
I think I love it.
So you can think about it, but
Candy.
That's our suggestion.
Okay. Okay. Wow, I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, think about it.
K-A-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
We thought I-E was like too much.
Too much. I agree. And what is the jackhole?
Oh, no, you were scared.
Yeah.
The jackhole is the paparazzi.
Okay.
Because they have been suing celebrities lately for posting photos of ourselves that they take.
Oh, on Instagram and stuff.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they're making so much money off of you.
And they're legally stalking us.
Yes.
But then we can't post a photo of ourselves.
Nice.
But they stalk us outside of our houses. So we're annoyed with them right now. So
I yelled at two paparazzi last night, by the way.
You
did? I meant to tell everyone in the group chat.
Good for you.
I want to get in on that group chat. I want to thank Chloe, Kim, Courtney, and Morgan McMichaels for being here.
Hey guys, it's Melissa.
And John here too.
Have you guys heard of Poshmark? It's the premier digital marketplace to buy and sell fashion.
So instead of buying things new, you can shop from millions of closets across America.
Poshmark carries women, men, and kids. Everything from clothes to shoes to accessories. There's even a free Poshmark app you can download to shop on the go.
Poshmark has tons of brands to shop from. We both love that you can find everything from Gucci to Club Monaco.
And I like that they have Lululemon, Rebecca Taylor, and Marc Jacobs. Actually, you won't believe the deals that you'll find on Poshmark. I've been eyeing these Marc Jacobs ballet flats that retail for $450, and they're available for $50 in my size.
Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items, and shipping is easy for both the seller and the buyer. It's super fast.
And if you see something that you want, you can make the seller an offer.
So, we have a special offer for our listeners. You can get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code WWHL when you sign up. That's invite code WWHL. Definitely check out Poshmark.
Hey everybody, it's Andy. I'm here with Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian West, and Kourtney Kardashian. They are the stars of a little show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! And Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian on E! Our bartender is Morgan McMichaels from RuPaul's Drag Race and Drag Race All-Stars as Drag Kris Jenner. God, I'd like to get in there and do a Keeping Up reunion with you guys sometimes. I don't think you've done little clip shows with Rai Rai, but I don't think he gets in there.
Can we do it Andy style?
I would love to do it me style.
Whatever you want.
That's what it would be.
Please.
I would love to do that.
I would die to.
I'm calling Frances Barrick and talking to her about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We have a bunch of calls for you. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Dana, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Dana, what's your question?
My question is for the beautiful Courtney. What is your housewife tagline?
What's your housewife's tagline? Now, Kim has given us one before, and so is Chloe.
Okay.
Okay.
My tagline is most interesting to look at.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, yeah.
It's more of a thought we need to complete it out.
Oh, what
that's
am I
okay.
supposed to say?
No, it's all good. Let's go back to the phone.
Sentence?
No, it would be like.
I've never seen.
They say no. That's all good. Everything's good. But it's a very
out,
no. It's a you. Very good thought. Sorry. What Housewives do you watch?
All of them.
Do you really?
I really do.
Wow.
I'm a little not up to date right now because a baby, it's a little
yes.
hard, but right. I literally will watch all of them. Vanderpump, I am a Bravo
celebrity. Oh, I love it. Awesome.
Okay, Bravo
I like
Lepre.
It. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Newport, Rhode Island.
Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
Hi, I just want to tell you congratulations on your baby. And also, I just love all you guys. Oh, my God, Kim, Chloe, Courtney. I just don't even believe I'm talking to you.
Hi.
I just wanted to say to Chloe, thank you so much for changing my son Rocco's life. He was on season 2 of Revenge Body.
No way. Oh, my God. I love him. He's so, so sweet. How's he doing?
He's doing great. And seriously, like, he was only out in L.A. for 2 weeks when he filled out the application for Revenge Body. And he really was just not in a good place and missing home and, you know, questioning why he was out there. I know he probably told you all that. But seriously, like, as his mom, he is in such a better place, like aww. With health-wise, working out, and he is like an inspiration to his dad. His dad is doing really good.
I know his health was bad, his dad's. Is it better? We're having a full-blown talk.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, but he's, like, Rocco really inspired him, and honestly, like, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's just everything. Like, Luke Milton, a training mate, like, he gave Rocco, like, a lifetime membership to that gym, so.
I know, Luke is awesome. You know, like,
that's Rocco awesome. Thank you for calling. Yeah, that is really cool. Wow, people are really,
that's awesome.
People are really affected.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Jane from Hawaii.
Hey, Jane, what's your question?
Hawaii. I just also want to say mazel to the baby for you, Andy. And
thank
then my
you.
Question for the ladies. You're welcome. Okay. My question for the ladies is, what is your cringiest moment that you're not looking forward to having to explain to your children in the future?
Oh, your cringiest moment from either your life or from Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I mean, I think mine is obvious.
Right. And what will you tell them about that?
I don't know yet. I mean, I have an idea, and I think I'm just going to be super honest and real with them and... I mean, that's all you can really be.
Yeah. What about you, Courtney?
Oh, God, I don't even know. Like, okay. I mean, probably, like, fights on the show between, like, me and Scott, maybe, for the kids if they have to see
right.
certain things.
What about you, Chloe?
From watching the show, one thing it's really great, because it's like a mirror being held up in front of your face, but it's also scary, just how I would speak to my mom in the earlier seasons and... It's
good some, one.
Yeah, so I love that I've grown and hopefully don't talk to her like that anymore.
Right. I have to say it's very sweet how much you all love your mom and how much you support her. And it's a very sweet relationship,
thank you.
I have to say. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name is Hunter. I'm calling from Philadelphia. Andy, big hug to Waka. Big hug to Anderson Cooper. Congrats on your baby. And I'm a fellow Armenian here. And my question is for Tim. Intrasis. Hey. Shot love of tune intrasis. on a TM. You guys are always eating, so I'm just going to say on a TM. That means are you hungry or I'm hungry.
Oh, always.
Me too, always. Kim, I was wondering, that's my sister's name too, but I was wondering if you're going to meet up with fellow Armenian Cher in Armenia.
Ooh, I would love that. You know, she's everything to me, my fashion and style icon, inspiration of life. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And we both have spoken about our love for Armenia and wanting to go back. And I hope the stars align that we can do that together one day.
That'd be amazing.
And I'm
so amazing.
And you're coming. I mean, those would be, I don't know. I mean, if you could actually schedule the two of you to be in Armenia at the same time,
it would be
harder than, you know, everything to schedule. It's amazing to see the three of you here together, by the way. This was
the stars aligned.
No small feat, and for our first live show in L.A. It's very cool. I'm so glad you're here. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Carolyn, and I'm from New York City.
Hey, Carolyn, what's your question?
So my question is for all three of the sisters, and it's, have you all found a place in the world where you can go and not be followed by fans and paparazzi?
No.
Yes.
Yes?
I think we've made our homes that.
I was gonna say that. And we just, my mom just bought a vacation home for us somewhere. Yeah. Somewhere secretive, and there's no paparazzi.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
Okay, last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Maggie. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey, Maggie, what's your question?
Hi, my question for all three of you. I was wondering what your best piece of advice for parenting for Andy is.
Good one.
I mean, honestly, a first-time parent, we're just all winging it. So just
That's good advice.
Okay, no, good. I like that advice. That's
like
my
you'll
plan.
Know, yeah. You know? You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I used to say, too, my mom would always be like, did you paint the walls? Did you do this? Did you get all this? And I would say, I was like, Mom, people had babies in caves. Like, I'm going to be fine. Like, don't stress out about all
paint
this stuff.
Why would you need
she'd
to paint
be like,
the walls?
Did you paint the walls blue? This is when I was having Mason. And she would stress me on every little like detail.
Oh, decorating detail.
Decorating and stuff. Did you get all the wipes and this?
Just have like, a good pediatrician on speed dial.
Okay.
And call anyone you know that has a baby.
Yes.
Like my favorite thing to do is take my first time, you know, parents or friends to like a baby store and just say like, this is the wiper you need. This is the trash
can.
That's
the opposite of what I just said is you don't need all like
the
stuff.
Well, no, the necessity, you need a wipe. You need a warm wiper and a trash can.
Tips of advice.
You don't need to paint the walls, but you need a trash can that like seals up the diapers.
Yeah. Well, you can send a list of your favorite items.
Oh my God.
And what about you?
I agree. Just you're not gonna ever put your child in harm's way. So you're gonna hear tons of unsolicited advice.
Yes.
I promise you, you're going to be fine.
Thank you.
You got this.
Okay, for all of you, Mina H. wants to know, who do you think Chris's favorite child was 10 years ago, and who do you think is her favorite child now?
Kimberly 10 years ago, Kylie now.
Really?
Yeah.
And facts. These are facts, not
yeah,
what we
it's
think.
Not, we're not guessing.
Billy R. wants to know, Kim, how's your relationship with Tristan these days? You seem to be the most pissed off at him.
Yeah, I don't know why I was so pissed off. I mean,
I know why.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, well, let her breathe. Like, let her handle
things
her
way. No, I loved every second
okay.
of it.
Okay, well, then it was all worth it.
Right,
so
it was
warranted.
All worth it.
No, my relationship with him is good. He texted me the other day. to try to help him get someone out of prison.
Right.
And I said, my, how the tables have turned.
Right.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, you need me now.
Now you need
okay.
me.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Are you hearing from a lot of people who need your advocacy work?
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, that's got to
like
be exhausting.
I mean,
look what you started.
Right.
It's incredible. Yeah. And it's, I mean, is that something that you want to do more of?
Yeah, I do it all day.
Wow.
Absolutely. I still work on it. I work on so many different cases. All day conference calls, stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
The princess.
Jennifer P. wants to know, for all of you, do you think Kylie and Travis Scott will get engaged?
I think they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going with Kanye and Twitter?
he goes through phases. Like, he goes through, he made a good point the other day. He was like, look, some people express themselves and whether it's like if it's about a person, like in like diss records. And he's like, I've never done that, you know? Some people see a therapist, some people this. He's like, to me, Twitter is my therapy and it's legal. So I'm not doing anything to hurt anyone. I'm not being, you know, maybe irrational, but like not being like irrational and doing something physical because I'm upset or frustrated with someone. I don't just, you know, people can end up in jail for maybe the things that I'm thinking, but instead I just tweet it all. It might be 150 tweets, But it's how I get it out, and then I feel better, and then I'm over it for a while. So
you were kind of explaining him. You were defending him about the R. Kelly situation today, actually.
Well, yeah, because he didn't even say R. Kelly's name. He was referencing himself and used an analogy about Michael Jackson because they were playing a Michael Jackson song next in the service we were at. And so he didn't even mention that. He wasn't even thinking that. And so people were jumping to so many conclusions and trying to put him just in a whole other mind state. And he was like, that wasn't even what I was thinking.
Do you say to him, put the Twitter down?
Yeah.
Does he listen?
When it has. You know, he'll always do what he wants to do, but he'll know my opinion and I'm there. And, you know, he'll listen sometimes. And sometimes if he really has to get it out, I support that too.
For all of you, Penelope K wants to know, how sure were you that Blac Chyna and Rob were not going to make it?
1,000,000% sure.
For Courtney and Chloe, Kim's marriage to Chris Humphries famously lasted a mere 72 days. How long did you think it would last?
I didn't even think. I was blown away they were even engaged.
okay.
I was rooting for it in the moment because I was living with
them. That's
so
nice of you.
Okay, Ophelia D said, for Chloe and Courtney, we know that Kim has done ecstasy before, but what about the other sisters?
I've done it with Kim before.
Do you want to talk?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know what? If you took a pill once?
I have.
Okay, oh my God.
But I don't think I did it with you two. Well,
no, yeah, you didn't.
I think I would kill myself.
Oh my God.
I don't think
no,
I do
don't.
That.
I think you would love yourself,
them even
actually.
More?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. You would. Yeah, true.
That's
you
whole
would.
Thing. I think that's a good place to leave it. I want to thank Chloe Kim and Courtney and Morgan McMichaels. It's been so fun. Thank you guys so much. This was amazing. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.